Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
IBA is the great defender of the OSU wheat varieties. It holds its own in drought conditions and also offers consistently high grain yield and test weight. IBA has excellent grazing tolerance and offers good fall forage production. IBA jumps slightly ahead of its sister variety Gallagher when it comes to yield and has a better overall fitness to the conditions of the high plains. IBA also maintains dough strength at a great range of protein content. IBA is another in the OSU graze and grain and golden grain wheat varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
Today we had a shortened trading day, which closed around noon for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures and grain futures markets. We had a mixed day for the cattle. The feeder cattle were down sharply, down $1.30 to $1.40, while live cattle were $1 to $1.90 higher, led by the August live cattle up $1.90 at $106. It looks like cash trade was $109 bid today. I didn't see any finalized trade, but $109 bid in Texas, which is about $3 higher than where the August board is currently at $106. And then the feeder cattle looked like they were under pressure due to the fact that corn was so strong today, but we finished down about $1.35 in August, which is still a premium to the index and a $1 off the low. So we were down over $2 at one point in the trading session. The hog market, which continues to be volatile, was down 62 out in December hogs at 72.77. There are various reports of the significance of the African swine fever and the controls the Chinese are implementing. They've updated and upgraded, I guess I should also say, some of their controls. But the idea is that the problem is much worse than they are leading on. Not that they're intending to do it, but it's probable that the data is bad given the scale of this problem.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Superior Livestock is pleased to present Week in the Rockies 31 live from Embassy Suites, Loveland, Colorado, to be seen the 8th through the 12th of July live on SLA TV, Dish Network Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 209,000 head through the week. If you'd like details of the time and day that a lot will sell, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give them a call 800-422-2117. Superior's Week in the Rockies 31, July 8th through the 12th.
The grain futures were quite strong today after the past few days of extreme volatility starting last Friday with USDA report, but corn was 14 to 17 cents higher here, or 19 higher in July, so quite a bit stronger, gaining back a lot of the loss. Friday's report is really thought, the trade really thinks that report, even though that was the data that the USDA had, it may not be exactly right. And so the current survey that they're doing now will be released on August 12th, and the corn futures market, at least, is not really believing it with this rally. Beans were up about 9 cents, and then wheat's up 10 to 10 and a half cents. Cotton today closed about unchanged. The Dow Jones and equity futures were quite strong, up $1.181 in the September. Dow Jones, the S&P's up 21 and a half. Crude oil today is finishing about 90 cents higher in August at 57.13. So there are a lot of really big issues going on around the world. Here in the U.S. and in ag markets, we've got weather, we've got late planting, and we've also got this Chinese trade talks that are being renegotiated and rekindling that fire here. The markets tend to like it going into the 4th of July holiday. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.